It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, 2021 is a monumental year for ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency. It's the 40th anniversary. We're going to focus on some of the history of the agency, its role in the community, and what it all oversees, and also some special events planned for the anniversary. Joe Boers, ATCA's Executive Director, is joining us in studio. Executive Director Boers, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ. It's an honor to be here.
So before we talk about ATCA and its role in, in the community, this is the first time we've had you on Motherlode Views as ATCA Executive Director. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with ATCA?
Sure. Well, it's a bit interesting. I started in the aerospace industry back in 1979 and spent 35 years, 32 and a half years of that at Boeing in El Segundo, California. But my wife and I bought a retirement home up here in Angels Camp. Back in 2009, and when I retired, we moved up to this area. And after about 10 wonderful weeks of retirement, I was so bored. My wife called me one day and said, "Oh, by the way, there's this nonprofit agency who's looking for somebody with program management experience to help start up a summer food service program for kids from the food bank in Tuolumne." So I said, "Sure, what's the commitment?" They said, 20 hours a week for 2 or 3 weeks. So I said, "Sure." That turned into 50 hours a week for about 3 months of volunteering. And at the end of that, they asked me to take on a job as the Energy and Water Conservation Director, which I did. And I held that position for about two and a half years. And then our executive director, Raj Rambob, who's been on this program once before at least, decided to move on, and I put my name in the hat, and boom, here I am, the executive director of ATCA.
That's great. So the 40th anniversary of ATCA, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the agency and how it all came to be?
Sure. So ATCA was formed as a community action agency through a joint powers agreement between the Board of Supervisors in the County of Amador and Tuolumne. And that happened on June 16th, 1981. That was really formed. The agency was formed to operate with the thought of supporting the Economic Opportunity Act that was presented by Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1964 and the War on Poverty. So that's really where we started and where we've been focused for 40 years.
And then what would you say is kind of the role of ATCA here locally in the community?
Well, our role is really to help individuals and families towards self-sufficiency, to get local residents involved in the community and contributing members thereof, and to promote family and other supportive environments so that children, youth, and elders can achieve their maximum potential. And lastly, to form partnerships and coalitions within the community to meet those needs.
And ATCA has a board of directors. How is that made up?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. I'd never heard of this before, but it's called a tripartite. It's made up of anywhere from 15 to 18 members of the community. There's a the tripartite is three sectors, one being public, and in the public sector, one-third of our board is represented by two members of the Board of Supervisors of each county, that being Amador and Tuolumne County. So that makes up at least four, and then they choose another either city council person or other elected official in each county to also sit on the board. Then we have a private sector, which is individuals who have a business or some contributing business within the community. And then we have a low-income representatives, and they're also required to be at least one-third of the board. And so these are not necessarily individuals who are low income themselves, but although that may be, but also they can represent low income individuals, and we have board members who do that. It requires, in order to become a low income sector representative on the board, it requires a petition and getting 25 signatures representing that that you do represent the low income population within the district.
So what are all the major departments and initiatives that ATCA all oversees?
Well, that's a lot. We, I believe at the moment, have over 40 different programs, and it may actually be closer to 50. And they're very wide ranging. But let me start with the primary departments. So we have Early Childhood Services, who is managed by Nancy Miner. And they have programs, the primary programs are Head Start and Early Head Start. And that's for 3 to 5 and 0 to 3 year olds, respectively. In 11 classrooms across Tuolumne and Amador counties. Early Childhood Services also has other programs that they support, including the Family Learning Center at our Bluebell facility. And that Family Learning Center focuses, and it's been doing this for 20 years, focusing on literacy for non-English speaking families, and things like supporting GED, preparation classes, adult education, life skills, job skills, and parenting classes. Also, we have a family learning program, Promotores de Salud, which is a peer-to-peer program that uses Spanish-speaking community members to reach out and promote mental health and overall wellness to Spanish-speaking individuals. So that's our Early Childhood Services department. Many people in Tuolumne County are probably aware of our food bank in Jamestown. We serve all of Tuolumne County with the support of 14 partner pantries around the county. We serve about 1 million pounds of food per year, and in 2019 served 157,000 food boxes. And another thing about the food bank, I mean, it's really supported by community members. We have nearly 600 volunteers that contribute about 10,000 hours of service each year in order to make this work. Beyond the food bank, we have energy and water conservation departments. That department provides utility assistance to those that need it. That includes helping to pay household PG&E bills or propane. That's a choice, and each residence has an opportunity to choose between that once per program year. Also, we do weatherization services, which includes a warehouse that we have in Jamestown, which has a number of PG&E certified inspectors, installers, and assessors who go out to your home, assess the energy efficiency of your home, but also the air quality of your home. The primary focus there is to first literally sniff around to see if there's any liquid propane that's leaking out of maybe your stove or your heater or water heater, and just make sure that everything is safe. That's the number one priority. Secondly, it's to become energy efficient, but also to improve the quality of the air that you're breathing within the home.
So there's a lot going on that a lot of people might not be aware of in the community. Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Joe Boers, who is the executive director of ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. ATCA in the midst of its 40th anniversary here in 2021. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.